Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach and host, Shawn Schakowsky, and I'm here with the wonderful Moni Visco. How are you, Moni?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome. So we can be reached, before we get rolling, our phone lines that you can reach Moni and I are 716-560-6552. And we can be found at wnylifecoaching.com. And today we are going to talk about adversity and challenges and how to deal with them mindfully and in our best interest. Moni, I know you. We were pulling on conversations, and we both decided that this is like a dynamite topic to talk about, I think, in the honor of the start of the school year. Lots of transitionings in the air. I think it's just a great topic to kind of endeavor in. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, I mean, like, my daughter started college, so there's a lot of challenges that come up, and when they're on their own, they really, if they are equipped with tools of how to deal with adversity, because it certainly is going to come up, and it's just better for them, because when they kind of develop these tools now at a younger age, it will just help them later, because adversity is not, it's inevitable.
It is inevitable.
We all are going to experience it in our lifetime. So,
yeah, and I think I think our intention is to really just explore today adversity, give some tips, and maybe kind of expand people's perspective on adversity. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think it's, you know, helping, giving ideas of how to deal with it so it doesn't destroy you or. Right. You know, you can use it to make you stronger, because it will. And in fact, I don't know that you can really even become, you can really have personal growth and gain strength if without it.
Perfect. Yeah. And I think that's kind of where we're going to start. Well, let's do this. Adversity. Let's define it. And then we'll start. We'll go from there. I want to say, when people hear adversity, the big word I think of and what I've seen and what vibration we're talking about is really discomfort. Adversity doesn't feel good. It is, you know, I think we all kind of run from it, because what it really does is it takes you out of your comfort zone. It takes you from the cozy and makes you feel really uncomfortable. So adversity feels crappy. I mean, really, at first. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to be realistic. And why I think so many people, for so long, I tried to dodge adversity, and then after a while, I think it does, by dodging it, you can do a disservice to yourself. And you, Moni, I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny, because, yeah, if anybody said, you know, if they would be asked if they wanted to choose to have adversity in their life, no one would say yes. It's not
right.
Something that we think that we want, but it's something that's definitely going to happen, and then again, it's like, how are you going to look at that? It really is a challenge. I think it's really a challenge more than it, that doesn't have as negative of a spin on it, because there are going to be challenges with whatever happened, you know, whatever goals you're trying to accomplish in your life, or even if you're just trying to live your life, there's always going to be like some kind of bumps in the road. And that's what I think adversity is. So, and we all know anybody that's, you know, been around for even a couple of years, like even when you're five, you've probably dealt with some kind of adversity.
Right.
So,
and I think I want to get really clear too, because what I've seen in my coaching practice is that, you know, adversity is inevitable. There is a purpose why we have challenges and adversity in our lives. That's the big one. I see people, you know, before we get going, I guess let's ask our listeners out there, when you're faced with a challenge or you're faced with getting out of your comfort zone or adversity, what is your natural tendency? I think that's really important as a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been coaching people, you know, that are, whether it's a new position at work or going to school, it is that fight and flight response in us. What do we tend to do? I know some people withdraw, some people go full force, and we're going to talk both ways of how, you know, if you are, you do shoot through adversity and challenges, how we can give you tips to be a better leader through some of the adversity
mm-hmm.
challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I guess our tendencies, that really calls into play.
Yeah.
So we know what we're dealing with. I know just I've had some recent people going to school, and, you know, a lot of them, they sometimes, you know, would withdraw and hide. And, you know, we want to know what point you're at so we can kind of start coaching and pull, you know, actually have you step to the forefront of adversity and challenges and know what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the way to even identify, like, what your tendency is, as you said, is just to, you know, what I normally ask, you know, people is like, so what did you tell yourself when that happened? Because clearly there's always a thought. I mean, we're always having thoughts all the time. So I always say, so what did you tell yourself when that happened? And what their answer is extremely informative to them and to me, so I can help them along with it, is where that tells you where they go. So,
right.
You know, do they go to the victim? Do they go to the positive? Do they go to, you know, the universe must hate me, or I'm not lovable, or, you know what I mean? Like, what's the thought when something tough comes up in your life? And it could be different thoughts depending on what the challenge is, but it's very telling about what the core issue is. And it's then reframing that, you know, telling a different story, changing the perspective on it, which then can allow them to move forward in a healthy way and see that, for, you know, it's almost like all the adversities, there's something that you're going to gain from it.
Perfect. And you know what I've seen, and I want to bring this up because we have some articles we reference all the time, and they brought this point up, and I think it's very useful. Because I do see people come into my door coaching, and they say they have no willpower. They have, you know, lack of drive.
Yeah.
Or every time you knock down adversity, they say, or take steps, and we're going to meet Money and I think we're going to show people how to do that. It is true you become stronger in that you strengthen your will. You know, you're building character every time you go through a hardship or you go through a challenge or if you go through adversity. There's purpose. I know where I want to bring this up, where I see sometimes people who run and dodge adversity and challenges and hide, or, you know, that's where sometimes they find that they have, you know, lower willpower or lower strength. So there is, when we were talking about how we're going to show adversity in leadership too, is that when you do become comfortable with the uncomfortable, it does help confidence, it helps willpower, and there is a purpose behind it. There is, with everything, I do see sometimes people who have 10 more go back to tendencies, try to control everything around them so they can stay in a comfy zone and not feel discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, funny, so many people do not like to feel discomfort. They
oh yeah.
Hold that feeling of discomfort, or hold, you know, be able to let that, you know, let that work through you. And I think that's everything,
yeah.
You know, from anything and everything, uncomfortable situations at work, at school, relationships. We try to dodge, and I do think that can get problematic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think it is, you know, more often than not, the tendency to stay in the comfort zone. And I know one of the articles referred to that as, like, the donut hole.
Oh, I want to talk about that. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. No, so if you want to stay in the donut hole, and then, you know, that's the comfort zone, and then it's safe, it's comfortable, it's familiar, and then life on the donut is learning zone. And I think maybe people feel like, okay, we can go there to kind of stretch ourselves a little bit, but she said that this article, the author said that the life on the edge of the donut is the outer edge, and that's the tear's edge, and that's the part that nobody gets at.
It's awesome. You know, I've never heard of it that way. I do talk when coaching about, you know, getting into your comfort zone and stepping into the gap. But she brought up the terror zone, and I want to talk about that because that is huge. I think you're right, Money. There's the donut where we sit. On that donut is kind of where we play and grow. But I don't know if anyone out there has ever had an experience that rocked your boat. I mean, really rocked your boat. And those are, like, I think the a lot of the reason why people really do not, they try to stay away from that, whether that's, I mean, some examples that are coming to my mind, you know, divorce, you know, losing a job. I mean, I think those, mm-hmm. I think the woman in the article was talking about, like, she already stretched herself, but then, you know, she had a circumstance that really blew her out of the water, and that was, like, I think infertility, mm-hmm. dealing with that. You know, in my mind, I have a few, you know, I've had, you know, taking care of people that were extremely vulnerable, and, you know, it was terrifying to me, terrifying mm-hmm. to me. But what, you know, some insight, I think what she's saying from that is, in when we do go on these zones that we try to avoid, and we you know, see what we're made of really during those times, and we survive and we get through it, the remarkable growth and wisdom you can gain from that. And I want to even say, you know, just I'll speak from my personal perspective. You know, when I went through, I've had a few that I've gone on the terror zone, didn't think I, you know, scary, you know, where you have to reach out for people and, you know, kind of get grit and go through. But what I gained from that was not something that I could do just from my everyday thing on my comfort zone. Those experiences broadened the depth of my perception and perspective of life. And I think almost enlightenment, you know, you end up seeing things. And I think that it can help you be, you know, remarkably wiser. And those are that we absolutely try to avoid. So I think, you know, maybe you can help me how we can help. And they give you tips, too, how to be able to deal with that if you're ever on terror zone. You know, the best thing to do is what we try to coach people. You know, if you keep stretching yourself and becoming adaptable to adversity, that, you know, if we do get on those terror zones, we get what she calls grit, and I love that word. I don't know if you come up with another word that's very left brain, and I like that. You know, grit is really what, you know, you draw off of to get through things, which is very important. These are life skills that, you know, life skills that need to be acquired along the journey here, and that's why as coaches, we you know, we don't want you to always, you know, life is great if you're in your comfort zone, but guess what? There are going to be times, there's going to be ups and downs, and we want to coach people to be able to get through these moments. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree, and I think with this, that terror zone, I don't know that anybody actually voluntarily goes there. I don't know. Maybe there's some people that do, but I think that most people have been forced there due to circumstances.
Right.
That are not in their control. So, again, like you said, grit, and I'm not, another word for that is not really coming to me, but I think it's, people get what that means. It's just, you know, you just do it. You just say, this isn't going to take over. You know, I'm going to be able to get over this challenge, and I'm just going to do it, whatever it takes. And I think most people who are in that, especially if they can have the support, because I think it is important to get support from outside, you know, to be able to get that courage so you don't buckle under the pressure of it, whatever that is, and spiral downward, to kind of just have some kind of lifeline. And I think then you do the work. I mean, you're the one doing the work, but it's, you know, having a little bit of support to do it, I think, is really important. So, you know, you're not alone. Just to get started and be able to take those first few steps. And I think, the first thing is, how am I going to look at this? Like, am I going to look at it like this is this terrible thing that happened to me? Or am I going to ask, why is this happening for me? What am I supposed to be learning from this? And when you can kind of step into every situation and every challenge with that underlying belief that the universe has your back, that everything is happening for you in whatever way, even if you can't see it right this moment, but you truly believe it in your heart, I think it gives you the courage to take those steps too. And changing your perspective on it can get, I mean, that's everything. That will be how you get through it, because you're going to be looking for the lessons.
Oh, beautiful. Can I do an example that maybe we can, you know, so the listeners can kind of identify? What I want to tell you, just to highlight what you just said, is I think I read to you that one of our God-given just abilities is to have the ability to choose. under, I think they did it under any kind of circumstances in your final
Viktor
hour.
Viktor Frankl's coach. Yeah, Viktor Frankl that was in the Holocaust had that quote.
Yep, that's it.
That was,
do it.
Yep.
Do you know the quote? I have it on hand, and that's what came to me. Like, in this final hour, he had a choice to whether to succumb to the negative, or, you know, or he had it at, I forgot what the quote is, but
you
he had a choice.
I know. And I can't remember the exact quote off of the top of my head either, but I know I have it printed out, and I have it written in my little quote book. So as you're talking, I'll
look for it. Yeah, well, see if you can come up. I know I posted it on Facebook too, but the message I want to send with that, and then I'm going to go back and example of what you're saying, is that I think in the Holocaust you said, you know, he could have, you know, he had a choice in his dying hours to be, you know, be a victim. You know,
mm-hmm.
and he had the power to control how he felt, his attitude, and he wouldn't give that up. That was his, you know, that is his control. So with that, when you were talking about the example I want to give that's coming to me about being on Terror's Edge and where you can choose, you know, choose your perspective and come stronger out, I'm thinking of, I know somebody that was diagnosed with cancer. Okay, I'm thinking of cancer. You talk about terrified on the edge of fear. And I have one person that took that, you know, actually, you know, got the support and went through the journey of cancer, come out on the other side and using those experiences and as inspiration, giving back to society and teaching
mm-hmm.
the leadership role. So with that, yeah, Terror's Edge, again, there's just a profoundness of it. I hear you trying to find it. We'll come back.
Yeah, no, I've got it. I've got the quote.
Okay. Okay, what is it?
It's everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way.
Beautiful.
And it's profound because, I mean, he was in the Holocaust, so, I mean, what more adversity, I think, you know, it would be hard to find what something more challenging than that. And yet, even in those horrific circumstances, he realized that was something no one could take away. How am I going to choose to look at the situation?
Yep. How do I want to live with, you know, I had a choice, you know,
yeah.
dignity, that, you know, I just very profound.
Right. Helping other people, you know, service even within that context, I think is really, it's just how am I going to look at this?
How am I going to look at this?
You can choose that.
And everything is a choice. This whole, like,
mm-hmm.
I always say our life is just, a series of choices.
Mm-hmm.
I know in coaching people get confused about the choices, but I always say there's power in choices. Whether you make the right choice or you're not, you don't, you know, make the right choice at that time. You made a choice, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
you have the ability to learn and grow from it. So
right.
I know we kind of got a little off track. I want to stay with the adversity. Let's go back to the donut hole.
Okay.
The donut hole, when you are faced with adversity, I think that we can offer some strategies to help you keep that force behind you in persevering,
mm-hmm.
I guess is the word. I mean, I guess it is perseverance, courage,
mm-hmm.
To feed that through adversity. Again, there is that, we have a tendency, it's natural born, it's in our nervous system, that fight and flight response. You know, that's where you got to address your tendencies. But there, when you are faced with adversity, you have choices. I think you and I want to shed the awareness that when you work through adversity, you do become wiser, you do become enlightened, you do become stronger. What are some things, how you can help, you know, work through adversity? We can give some ideas. You want to start with one or?
I mean, the first one, like I said, I think is just don't, you know, ask yourself how or tell yourself that you can choose to see this how you want to. And you can find, like, you're going to look for, I mean, this is, like, kind of after the initial shock of whatever it is. I mean, I don't want to, like, underestimate the pain that might be involved in some challenges mm-hmm. that come up. So I think number one is to honor that honor the pain, honor the feeling. So let's not, I don't want to skip over it, but I don't, you know, it's how, what you're going to do once you've done that. You don't want to stay in that. And the time is going to depend on what the adversity is, but let's, you know, assume that you've sort of felt the feelings associated with it. And then now you're going to say, okay, so what is the lesson in this? Sometimes the adversity that comes up is like a pattern of adversity, you know, sometimes it's things that have come up for you kind of in escalating intensity over your lifetime. And you're like, what am I missing? You know, if you're missing it, the universe is going to keep showing you the lesson you're not learning. So I think look for patterns. If there's always, like, you're always dealing with betrayal, for example, you know, and it's constantly hurting you, that's a pattern. So there's something you have to look at within yourself of why you're kind of creating that in your experience.
Interesting.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. Yes, definitely. And, you know, I guess this kind of ties in a little bit to what you're saying, too, is I guess the word is they say to be agile, but I like what I want to pull out from there is that either whether it's, you know, looking introspectively or within your circumstances, is it is helpful to get through adversity if you can work on being flexible and adaptable and adjust. I think sometimes when we become rigid in our thinking or they say, you know, plans are great, but really do plans always work out the way we plan? Do you have to have, you know, I always say some kind of plan or if you have a vision, always try to be open to adaptability. I think this is a baby step to working, getting familiar with working adversity. I know we're kind of going a little bit back and forth. You're talking about in the midst of it. And this is kind of a step to, you know, be able to help people adjust. You know, when you're on the face of a terror's edge or if you're faced, you know, okay, let's just say a pending divorce. If you have flexibility and adaptability and kindness with yourself to be able to work through some of this adversity that happens in the process. I want to try to help the listeners with some strategies here. I know, I think you kind of touched upon it too, is really, you know, when you're wanting to overcome or when you think you're going to be faced with adversity, surrounding yourself with positive people is huge. Huge. I think, Moni, you brought that up. Building a town, whether you are in the midst of it, you find people that are positive and support you. If you know you want to challenge and you have adversity coming up, they say build a team. You know, build a supportive team. You know, people who believe in you, they energize you. And, you know, I found too personally when I, you know, started taking some steps outside my comfort zone, my immediate circle, the people that I associated with had, I always say BS, belief systems of me in a certain way that I had to go outside my realm and find supportive people to help me make transition. So, I always call them my belief partners. So that is really important, or even proactively, you know, to help. But thoughts, Moni? I mean, I know we both have examples in our minds that we're kind of drawing off of.
I completely agree. I mean, you have to surround yourself with people who are going to uplift you, not who bring you down, you know, and that you don't want people to kind of if you're kind of tending to go to the victim mentality, like, poor me, this is so terrible, and there will be people in your life that might say, you know, kind of support that, and not help you to change your perspective and to say, you know, there's no benefit in that. There's no, you have, like, nothing to gain from saying you sorry for yourself in a situation or why me, why did this happen to me and why didn't it happen to someone else or whatever. There's no advantage of that, but there will be people who kind of will want, you know, they have that same kind of mentality and they just like the drama and they, you know, they'll kind of promote that kind of thinking, and that those are not the kind of people that you want to surround yourself with at a time of, you know, of a challenging time.
Yeah. Okay. I want to. So, we have a little bit of time. I want to kind of get both.
Yeah.
I know we have some techniques for like people stuck in adversity, and then we have some that help proactively, you know, build some stagma to, so you can be better equipped to handle diversity. Which one do you want to go towards, Mike?
It's like a whole conversation on each of those.
I know. Well, let's do, like, if you're in the middle of adversity, we're just going to give you a couple of tips to how to, you know, work through adversity, and then real quickly I'll give you some other tips to really start working on, to branch, you know, to get, you know, hardened, I want to say, almost, so that you can handle adversity.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in the middle of adversity, I think we just brought up surrounding yourself with positive people. They also suggest writing. If you find that you're in a challenging situation, and I totally believe in journaling, that you get clarity, but if you can allow yourself some, you know, moments of journaling entries or just anything on piece of paper, how profound that is to help, and the benefit of writing to help you sort out maybe some of the jumble that's in your mind, and a lot of times you can get clarity. And then the other one, you can do the last one, but the other one, I'm totally about this one. I do it quite often. They say sometimes if you're in the midst of adversity, go out in nature, go get grounded. You know, living in a society where we're constantly moving and constantly connected is really, there's some something to be said about going outside. I always tell people it's simplicity. It clears you. It's very healing, and it can help with the stress while dealing with adversity. Anything else you'd like to add to that one?
To the nature one?
Yeah,
or either or.
In general,
before
we switch over.
I think all of that, I mean, the other thing that they suggest is to start investing in yourself, which just means really to kind of invest in your own personal growth. Like, how can you be, how can you grow as a person so that you can better cope with adversity? And, you know, I just think it's like a change of mindset. Like, I'm not a victim. Everything, the universe is conspiring to help me. And when you, it's changing the belief systems that will help you. And if we're leading into coping with adversity when you're not in the middle of it, and realizing, like you said, you can plan all you want, but, you know, there's a lot of things going on outside of yourself that might not, that however, like, the best laid plans cannot be, you know, come to fruition. So you have to be flexible. And I'm doing the best that I can. And I remember giving this mantra to my son when he started middle school in sixth grade, because he was like, what if I get detention, or what if I can't do my whole, I don't know, whatever he was like thinking. I don't know what he thought middle school was going to be like. But I said, just, you know, say, I will always do my best, and I will let the universe do the rest. And I said, just repeat that to yourself, because all you can do is your best, and everything else is going to be happening around you, and whatever that is not in your control. And then you can handle whatever comes my way, you know, whatever comes your way. So it's like instilling that belief system that, yeah, I can't control it all, but I will handle whatever it is.
And if you just
have that, like, in your core, then you'll be able to handle whatever comes your way. You just know you can.
Very strong. I don't want to, because that is so important, Lenny, because, you know, I think we get caught up on a word, complete result-oriented, performance-based society, that really, in adversity, when you're trying to figure, you know, make it right, that is really what makes one individual succeed is how they handle the adversity, how you handle it, whether you, you know, what if you go out for that hockey team and you get cut, you know, I know this because of my kids, it doesn't matter if you make the team or not. I want to see how you handle that, you know?
Exactly.
I think professional sports players are talking, some of them, how the best thing that ever happened to them was getting cut, like, and when they were younger, but and you said it, it's like, do your best and leave the rest. I think very healing about that. I actually had someone, I'm like, it was struggling with school, and I'm like, you know what, just get through the class. I don't care if you fail, but you show up, you know, it just,
I know.
Redefine it.
Exactly.
And that it really is how you handle it.
We have to wrap it up. I just want to, on the other side, just real quickly to add about, there's two things I want to add about if you're looking to be proactive and build your hardiness for adversity. It was very important, I love this, because I think this is important in coaching, is that when you are handling things, just get familiar with the why. You know, why, there's clarity when you look, you know, why is this challenge happening to me? Why are you doing this? I find money, sometimes we can't always make things perfect, but when we understand and it makes sense to us, there's something about that. There's something that people can handle adversity when they, and I think that's the purpose, but really the meaning.
Because that's the last thing we can leave with is acceptance, because sometimes no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to change a certain circumstance. Like, you know, if you, some people get paralyzed. I mean, they're going to have to live being paralyzed. So there's like this, dealing with adversity is acceptance sometimes, because there's nothing you can do more to change that situation, but certainly everything to change your mindset about it.
Right.
Like you said,
we're out of time.
We are
out of time. I don't want us to get cut off. But yeah, we didn't get through it at all, but most of it, we give you a kind of a taste of it. Listeners, if you're dealing with adversity or if you want a support system, that's what life coaches are here for. Reach out. 716-560-6552, or you can reach Money, both and I. You can go online, wnylifecoaching.com. Money, awesome. Always a pleasure
Great.
To talk with you.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
You too.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.